Abundance is a word that we all like to think about, talk about, act about, live about in every area of our life. Abundance. Abundance is something that is a desire devoutly to be wished. How do we experience abundance in our life? What sort of illumination can we have about abundance? Abundance can be money. Abundance can be things. Abundance can be a sufficiency of anything that is a desire in our heart. Most of the time when we think about abundance, we think about money. We think about dollars and cents. We think about cash. We think about that stuff that we put in our pocket and we go shopping with. But abundance is really not that at all. Abundance is living in a world in which you have all the things that delight you, that please you, that make you feel very, very good, very, very rich. And that is not necessarily money. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. When we begin to count our blessings, we begin to realize how much money we really have, how much abundance we really have, because our blessings are truly our abundance. And when we begin to think of all the lovely things we have and how much good we have in our life, we will stop saying, "I want more abundance." We will begin giving thanks for the abundance that we have. We will begin delighting in the realization of how very rich we really are. Now, most people do not have to worry about where their meal is coming from. Most people do not have to worry about how they're going to have things, where their clothing is coming from, where their house is coming from, where the gadgets are coming from, where the things that they'd like to have in their life are coming from. Most people don't worry about that. They just take it in stride and enjoy it. Now, are you one of those people who take life in stride and enjoy it? If you are, then you are a person who is living in abundance. You are a person who is living in wonderful abundance. Now, there are two kinds of abundance. One kind of abundance is having a physical object. And another kind of an abundance is being it, is enjoying it in your consciousness, enjoying it in every area of your life. Now, you say to your wife, "I'm going to buy you a lovely jacket." And she says, "Oh, how great." And so he says, "Now, I'd like you to go with me when I buy the jacket because I want to make sure it fits you and it's your color and it's the jacket that is just what you have in mind." Now, the jacket that his wife has in mind when she thinks of a jacket is a jacket a little different than the jacket that the husband has in his mind when he thinks of the jacket for his wife. He thinks of a jacket probably without color, probably without style, probably without anything, but just a covering which will keep her warm and keep her pleasant as she goes about her activities. The wife, on the other hand, thinks about the jacket as a beautiful piece of clothing, a stylish piece of clothing, a piece of clothing that keeps her warm. It has pockets in it. It has all sorts of wonderful feeling for it that gives her a sense of, this is a lovely jacket, a beautiful jacket, a glorious jacket. Now, the wife is visualizing the jacket that she would really like to have. And in her heart, in her mind, in her world, she has a jacket already. She's already visualizing herself as wearing the jacket, enjoying the jacket, and doing everything that pleases her with the jacket. While the husband, on the other hand, he thinks, well, we'll go down to the store. He visualizes himself going to the store. He visualizes himself choosing a jacket with or without his wife present, and bringing it home as a joyous expression of his love for her. Now, the jacket has taken on a new mode of importance here. The mode of importance is that of love. The jacket shows the husband's love for his wife. Now, the wife may not be thinking of the jacket as a love object from her husband, but she's thinking of it as a very enjoyable object for herself. And then her husband gives her a kiss and says, "Would you like to come along and buy it with me, or would you like me to bring you it as a surprise?" Now, here the object of love comes into her mind too. It's a love object. It's something special that he would like to do just for her. Now, it's not a matter that she can't go and buy the jacket herself. It's not a matter that he can't go and buy the jacket for her himself. It's not a matter of anything out or exterior. It's a matter of internal emotions that are taking place constantly. Her avenue of abundance is her joy in her heart that her husband wants to buy her a jacket. The avenue of abundance for the husband is that he can buy the jacket. He's going to go down and get it. He has the money for it. He can do it. But he's already bought it in his mind. He's already bought it for her in his consciousness. He's already made that decision. Abundance is not always cash. It is nice to have, of course. But abundance, the wife and the husband are having a very joyous repartee together with each other, sharing the idea of buying the jacket, of getting the jacket. While she is imagining one thing for the jacket, he is imagining another thing for the jacket. And yet both of them are bounded and surrounded and uplifted and upheld by the attitude of love. Their abundance is pure love. The wife has the jacket already. The husband has the jacket already. And yet neither of them have yet ever touched it, have ever had anything to do with it, except to have it as their own particular gift or their own particular giving for themselves. Whenever we think of abundance, we think of it as existing now. We think of it as a bank account or stocks and bonds. We think of it as the objects that we own and the things that we have. And abundance truly is an emotional attitude that we have in our mind. When I can take in my mind the fact that I am abundant now, and just have it as an emotional attitude in my mind, then that abundance is mine. It is as much mine as if I were to go to the bank and draw a check on it, or if I were to go to the store and buy it with my credit card. It is the same thing. When I can train myself to live in a state of constant abundance, of having all the things that my heart desires, having all the things that I dream about, having all the things that make my life happy and fulfilled, as I have this in my thinking, in my attitude, then I have abundance. And as I have this mental abundance, the physical abundance is sure to be right there too, because I put the cause in motion for this mental abundance. I put the cause in motion for the physical abundance. And abundance is always mine when I have the cause in motion lovingly, gently, without panic, without tension of any kind, just a release when I say, "Sweetheart, I'm buying you a lovely jacket." Oh, it's an already done act. This is how I want to always think about abundance in my life. And the true abundance, the physical support, the actuality of abundance, is sure to follow immediately thereupon. Abundance? Really, it's illumination, isn't it? Have a lovely, abundant day. Today is your Illumination Day of Abundance.